welcome to this edition of the Fireside Bookshelf. Join our host Ginger Green as she opens doors to the literary world, both past and present, featuring some of the best Christian books pertinent to believers and their pursuit of biblical truth. Each week, she will discuss selected resources which have touched her heart and life, with a hope they will enhance your study of the Scriptures and encourage you in your spiritual walk. From foundational Christian truths to marriage and parenting to understanding the times we live in, Ginger has assembled some amazing Christian authors, and each week we'll explore their works, all designed to help us grow in grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ. And now for today's presentation.
The world is currently facing unprecedented times. Most days are filled with constantly changing information on how best to keep ourselves and our families safe. And now, as all around the country we are gearing up for a new school year, parents are faced with the overwhelming task of trying to predict the best mode of instruction for their children. Should we allow them to go back to school face-to-face? Should we choose online classes only? Or perhaps a mixture of both? And what do all those options mean in light of the cost, supervision, and daycare? As if parenting wasn't a daunting task already. Any amount of fear and anxiety can be found in many homes today as families are trying to navigate these uncertain waters. But first and foremost, we must remind ourselves of two things. First, God is still on the throne, still in control, and that all things work together for those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Second, being a perfect parent doesn't matter. It never did. But being a praying parent does, and always has. Amid all the craziness surrounding our world today, why leave your child's life to chance when you can give it to God? Award-winning singer and songwriter Stormy O'Mardian and her husband Michael spent 20 years raising their children and learning the power of praying for them. The knowledge they gleaned resulted in one of the most treasured and worn books found in my library, The Power of a Praying Parent. In 30 short, easy-to-read chapters, Stormy shares how you can pray through every age and stage of your child's life. So come be a part as we learn how to turn to the Father and place every detail of our child's life in His loving and capable hands. Their safety, friends, character development, relationship with God, peer pressure, family relationships, school, marriage, career, and much, much more. Whether your child is 3 or 33, it's never too late to discover the joy that comes from being a part of God's work in your child's life. It's the best of jobs. It's the most difficult of jobs. It can bring you the greatest joy. It can cause the greatest pain. There is nothing as fulfilling and exhilarating. There is nothing so fleeting and exhausting. No area of your life can make you feel more like a success when everything is going well. No area of your life can make you feel more like a failure when things go wrong. Parenting. The word in itself can bring contradictory emotions to the surface. We try to do the best we can raising our children, and then, just when we think we've got the parenting terrain all figured out, we suddenly find ourselves in the territory again as each new age and stage presents another set of challenges. Sometimes we sail through smoothly. Sometimes we counter tempests and tidal waves. Sometimes we get so tired that we just want to give up and let the storm take us where it will. But I have good news, O'Mardian declares. We do not have to be tossed and turned by the winds of change. Our children's lives don't ever have to be left to chance. We don't have to pace the floor anxiously, biting our nails, gnawing our knuckles, dreading the terrible twos or torturous teens. We don't have to live in fear of what each new phase of development may bring, what dangers might be lurking behind every corner. Nor do we have to be a perfect parent. We can start right now, this very minute, in fact, making a positive difference in our child's future. It's never too early and never too late, O'Mardian assures us. It doesn't matter if the child is 3 days old and perfect or 30 and going through a divorce because of an alcohol problem. At every stage of their lives, our children need and will greatly benefit from our prayers. The key is not trying to do it all by ourselves, all at once, but rather turning to the expert parent of all time, our Father God, for help. Then, taking one step at a time, we may cover every detail of our child's life in prayer. There is great power in doing that, far beyond what most people imagine. In fact, Omardian reminds us, don't ever underestimate the power of a praying parent. Because Omardian was painfully aware that she didn't have a positive parent experience to imitate, she was nervous and anxious when her first child was born. She feared she would do to him what had been done to her. She had every book available on the subject of parenting and attended each Christian child-rearing seminar she could find. She tried to do her best with all this good and helpful information, but it was never enough. She had countless agonizing concerns for her son, his social, peer, emotional, and mental growth. But most compelling of all, she feared that something bad might happen to him. Kidnapping, drowning, disfiguring accident, irreputable injury, diseases, sexual molestation, abuse, or death all played across her mind as a possibility for his future. As much as she tried not to be the overreacting parent, every newspaper, magazine article, or TV newscast on crime made her more concerned for his welfare. Plus, they lived in Los Angeles, a city where crime was rampant. It was more than she could handle. One day in prayer, she cried out to God, saying, Lord, this is too much for me. I can't keep a 24 hours a day, moment-by-moment watch on my son. How can I ever have peace? Over the next few weeks, the Lord spoke to her heart about entrusting her son to him. She and her husband had dedicated their son to God at a church service, but God wanted more than that. He wanted them to continue giving their son to him on a daily basis. This didn't mean that they would abdicate all responsibility as parents. Rather, they would declare themselves to be in full partnership with God. He would shoulder the heaviness of the burden and provide wisdom, power, protection, and ability far beyond themselves. They would do their job to discipline, teach, nurture, and to train up your child in the way he should go, knowing that when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. They were to depend on God to enable them to raise their child properly, and he would see to it that their child's life was blessed. Omardian discovered that an important part of their job was to keep the details of their child's life covered in prayer. In doing this, she learned to identify every concern, fear, worry, or possible scenario that came to her mind as a prompting by the Holy Spirit to pray for that particular thing. As she covered her son in prayer and really gave it into God's hands, God released her mind from that particular concern. This doesn't mean that once I prayed for something, I never prayed about it again, Stormy notes, but at least for a time I was relieved of the burden. When it surfaced again, I prayed about it again. God didn't promise that nothing bad would ever happen to my child, but praying released the power of God to work in his life, and I could enjoy more peace in the process. She also learned not to force her own will on her child in prayer. This only leads to frustration and disappointment for all concerned. You know the kind of prayer she's talking about, because we're all prone to do it. God, I pray that my son will grow up and marry my best friend's daughter. Or, Lord, let my daughter get accepted to this school. Omardian has found it is better to pray more along the lines of this. Lord, show me how to pray for this child. Help me to raise them your way, and may your will be done in their life. By the time her daughter was born, 4.5 years later, God had taught her what it means to pray in great depth and to really intercede for her child's life. Over the next 12 years, God answered her prayers in many wonderful ways, and today she still sees the results. "My husband and I recognize the hand of God on our children's lives," Stormy writes, "and we readily acknowledged it as well. For it is the power of God that permeates a child's life when a parent prays." What is prayer and how does it work? Prayer is much more than just giving a list of desires to God, as if he were the great sugar daddy Santa Claus in the sky. Prayer is acknowledging and experiencing the presence of God and inviting his presence into our lives and circumstances. It is seeking the presence of God and releasing the power of God, which gives us the means to overcome any problem. The Bible says, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven," Matthew 18:18. God gives us authority on earth. When we take that authority, God releases power to us from heaven. Because it is God's power and not ours, we become the vessel through which his power flows when we pray. We bring that power to bear on everything we are praying about, and we allow the power of God to work through our powerlessness. When we pray, we are humbling ourselves before God and saying, "I need your presence and your power, Lord. I can't do this without you." When we don't pray, it's like saying we have no need of anything outside of ourselves. Prayer in the name of Jesus gives us authority over the enemy and proves we have faith in God to do what his word promises. God knows our thoughts and our needs, but he responds to our prayers. That's because he always gives us a choice about everything, including whether we will trust and obey him by praying in Jesus' name. Praying not only affects us, it also reaches out and touches those for whom we pray. When we pray for our children, we are asking God to make his presence a part of their lives and work powerfully on their behalf. That doesn't mean there will always be an immediate response. Sometimes it can take days, weeks, months, or even years. But our prayers are never lost or meaningless. If we are praying, something is happening, whether we can see it or not. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. All that needs to happen in our lives and in the lives of our children cannot happen without the presence and power of God. Prayer invites and ignites both. Omardian suggests that you begin with a personalized list. She started praying for each of her children from the time they were conceived because the Bible says, "He has blessed your children within you," Psalms 147:13. "I believed in the power of prayer. What I didn't realize at the time," Stormy reveals, "was how important each detail of our lives is to him. It is not enough to pray only for the concerns of the moment. We need to pray for the future, and we need to pray against the effects of past events." To do this effectively, Omardian found she had to make an extensive, personalized list for each child. This wasn't some legalistic obsession that said, "If I don't pray for each specific detail, God won't cover it." She was simply more at peace when she knew God had heard each of her many concerns. So once a year, when they went on their family vacation, she used the early morning hours before anyone else was up to spend time with God making a master prayer list. She would sit down and gaze out over the ocean, pencil in hand, and ask God to show her how to pray for each child over the next 12 months. After all, he was the only one who truly knew what each child needed and what challenges they would face in the future. Then throughout the year, she added to the list whenever she needed to do so. God will reveal things to us when we ask. She kept many of those lists, and now when she looks back at them and sees all the answers to her prayers, she is overcome by the faithfulness of God to work in the lives of our children when we pray. Because the battle for our children's lives is waged on our knees. When we don't pray, it's like sitting on the sidelines watching our children in a war zone getting shot at from every angle. When we do pray, we are in the battle alongside them, appropriating God's power on their behalf. If we also declare the Word of God in our prayers, then we will have a powerful weapon against which no enemy can prevail. God's Word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrews 4:12, and it pierces everything it touches. God's Word is never ineffectual or without fruit. That is why Stormy includes several Bible verses following each of the prayer examples at the end of each chapter. When you are praying for your child, include an appropriate scripture verse in your prayer whenever possible, and you will see mighty things happen. When you employ God's Word in prayer, we are laying hold of the promises He gives and appropriating them into the lives of our children. Through His Word, God guides us, speaks to us, and reminds us He is faithful. In that way, He builds faith in our hearts and enables us to understand His heart. This helps us to pray boldly in faith, knowing exactly what is His truth, His will, and our authority. Jesus is our role model. We are to observe Him and do what He does. If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. John 15:7. We can resist the enemy more effectively if we pray to God according to His directions found in the Scriptures, and if we understand the power and authority given to us through Jesus Christ. If we watch Him, walk with Him, wait on Him, worship Him, and live in His Word, we will win this battle for our children. Of course, Satan can do a lot of damage if we don't teach our children God's way and God's Word and help them to respect God's law, and if we don't discipline them, guide them, and help them to make godly choices. When as parents we don't do those things necessary to train up our child in the way he should go, our child can fall into rebellion and make choices that take them out from under the umbrella of God's protection. Prayer and proper instruction in the way and words of God will make sure that that doesn't happen and that God's plan succeeds, not the devil's. The Bible says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you," James 4:7. Binding Satan's plan in prayer is part of resisting the devil. Resisting him on behalf of our children can free them to make godly choices. Satan will always try to make a case against our children so that he can have access into their lives. If we are armed with Scripture, however, he will have to contend with the Word of God. Jesus' death on the cross broke the back of the accuser, but the enemy will still harass all who do not know their God-given authority over him. This is where our prayers as parents come in. Our children will stand accused until we break the stronghold of the accuser in prayer, using the Word of God as hard evidence against him. Perhaps the hardest part of praying for our children is waiting for our prayers to be answered. Sometimes the answers come quickly, but many times they do not. And when they don't, we can become discouraged, despairing, or angry at God. Everything seems hopeless, and we want to give up. Sometimes, despite all we've done for them and all of our prayers for them, our children make poor choices and then reap the consequences. Those times are hard for a parent to watch, no matter how old the child. If your child has made poor choices, don't berate yourself and stop praying, Omardian counsels. Keep the communication lines open with your child, continue interceding for him or her, and declare God's word. Instead of giving up, resolve to be even more committed to prayer. Pray with other believers, because the Bible says, "If two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by My Father in heaven," Matthew 18:19. Stand strong and say, "I've only begun to fight," keeping in mind that our part of the fight is to pray. God fights the battle. Remember, too, Stormy cautions, that your fight is not with your child, it is with the devil. He is your enemy, not your child. Stand strong in prayer until you see a breakthrough in your child's life. And if you have anger toward God or unforgiveness towards your child, yes, even loving parents can have these feelings, tell God in total honesty. If you feel disappointment and hopelessness, state it clearly. Don't live with negative emotions and guilt that can separate you from God. Share all your feelings honestly with Him and then ask Him to forgive you and show you what your next step should be. Above all, don't let any disappointment over unanswered prayer cause you to stop praying. When things go wrong in our children's lives, we blame ourselves. We beat ourselves up for not being perfect parents. It's not being a perfect parent that makes the difference in a child's life, because there are no perfect people, so how can there be perfect parents? It's being a praying parent that makes the difference, and that's something we can all be. In fact, we don't even have to be parents. We can be a friend, a teacher, a grandparent, a neighbor, or even a stranger with a heart of compassion and concern for a child. The child may be someone you hear of or read about in the newspaper. The child may even be an adult for whom you have a mother's or father's heart. If you are aware of a child who doesn't have a praying parent, you can step into the gap right now and answer that need. You can effect a change in the lives of any child you care about. All it takes is a heart that says, God, show me how to pray in a way that will make a difference in this child's life. Then begin with the prayers in this book and see where the Holy Spirit leads you. I don't remember when I first obtained this book. It was published the year my youngest child was born. But I can tell you that it was my constant companion for many years as my husband Kelly and I raised our two children. On the first of every month, I would begin the book anew, reading the corresponding chapter for each day of the month, and then praying and meditating over that specific area of my children's lives, using the sample prayer and scriptures included. The pages are now worn, filled with underlining and notes from key times in each of my children's lives. Now that they are grown, I've moved on to Omardian's more recent book, The Power of Praying for Your Adult Children, because it truly is never too early or too late to begin praying for your children. I once told my children that if something should ever happen to me, all they needed to do was to pick up my copy of The Power of a Praying Parent, and they would know on any given day of the month exactly what area of their lives I would have been thinking and praying about, and be reminded that they were loved and thought of every day. If you are a parent, this is a volume you cannot afford to be without. For God's word in Lamentations 2:19 exhorts us, pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands toward Him for the life of your young children. The Power of a Praying Parent by Stormy Omardian can be found online and is currently available in hardback, paperback, digital, and audio formats. And one final note from the Fireside Bookshelf. None of the books featured on this program are ever intended to replace the Bible and the need for immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. And just because a book is recommended doesn't mean that all writings and all teachings by an author are recommended. Remember, you, the reader, must always read with discernment. And while no book besides the Bible can be all things to all people, our hope here at the Fireside Bookshelf is to present a variety of Christian resources that seek to remain faithful to biblical truth and which provide insights to help strengthen and deepen our spiritual walk.
If today's featured book has sparked your interest or addressed an area of concern for you or a friend, we hope you will consider adding a copy to your library of Christian resources. Nowadays, when busyness seems to be our business, we need to return to the lost art of reading so that we will continue learning more of God's Word and His Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who has the power to transform hearts and minds. The Fireside Bookshelf is a ministry of sharing hearts and can be heard on this station every Sunday at 4 p.m. Past episodes can be found anytime at www.sharonhearts.org. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week for our next exciting feature, here at the Fireside Bookshelf.